Kevin Parker joins us on Sports Byline. He is the University of California Football Director of Player Personnel. But what caught my attention is that he organized trips to San Quentin Prison in California to reinforce to the players how lucky they really are to be playing football and getting an education while others are paying a severe price for poor choices that they made. Kevin, what motivated you to do this and to show the players another side of life?
Actually, I was advised to come over from the great late Chuck Muncy. Me and Chuck had came over to Cal and asked me like what I'm interested in and things like that. And I told him the prison system, and he said, "Man, there's a program over in San Quentin that I went to long, long time ago, called the Squires Program, and I would like to get you over there." And another gentleman named Chuck Hammond, who worked here at Cal, invited me to come over. I went, and it would just blew me away. And I said to myself at that moment in time, I need to get our Cal football players over here to see this. And I think everybody in the world needs to go inside of a state penitentiary just for the educational piece, just to stay on track, take advantage of the good choices we're making on the outside, and try not to make any bad decisions, because we're all one bad decision away from them taking us in, you know.
What did you think the reaction was going to be from the players?
I thought it would blow their mind, because you know, you hear a lot of guys complaining about the dorms or things are too hard, and so let me give them a look at some things that's really hard, and it definitely does what I thought it would do, and when they come out of there, it's no more complaining, and they're just really thankful for the opportunity that they have.
Tell me about the first time you took a group of football players over to San Quentin.
It was mind-blowing. We went over, I think it was about 20 guys, you know, kind of scared, taking that walk down. I don't know if you remember the yard, and it was a packed yard, and, you know, how the yard is broke up in different groups, and we had to walk right through the middle of them to get to the educational building. And just that walk from the opening gates down to the lower yard, it was just like, man, I got them. Everybody's eyes are wide open, ears were open, and we had a great, great day with the tour and how they put everything together. And when I came out, everybody just hugged me and thanked me for the opportunity for bringing them in, and I knew we had something going there.
Kevin, I've always felt, having been in that atmosphere myself, having done stories or even visited, I even played a baseball game over there as an outsider, not an insider. I've always felt that in your face, the reality of what prison is really like is probably the most forceful evidence that can really impress a youngster. Am I correct in that observation?
Yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are. It really... you know, you hear about it, you know, some people have made bad choices, but when you get there and see it, and then you get to talk to these gentlemen, and they tell you their stories from, you know, just a bad choice in a couple minutes has changed their life for the worse, and then how it affects so many other people. You really think about when you leave out of there and choices that you will be making, and, you know, that we face with every day, you know, from somebody cutting you off on a freeway, road rage, or somebody talking about you out in the community, and just, you don't want to throw yourself in that opportunity and be behind those bars and deal with those gentlemen are dealing with.
Kevin, you and I both know, having dealt with young people, that they really believe that they're bulletproof. Does that remove some of that belief that they're bulletproof from these kids after they've been there?
I think so. It does. That definitely breaks them down, you know, from, because the guys would tell them, you know, you know, they had NFL players coming there, Major League Baseball players, and just successful businessmen who made millions of dollars. And you guys are not exempt from making, you know, a bad choice. So make sure you guys are making good choices, surround yourself with good people. And I think it definitely tears that away right away.
Yeah, one of the people that was in San Quentin is in there for life for shooting a man to death when he was just 16. Mm-hmm. And his quote was, "I had no tools at time to control my anger. All it takes is one mistake. That's why I'm here. I had some problems that went unidentified when I was younger that led me to where I'm sitting today." Does that message get through to the kids?
It does. And the great thing about the Squires program, they're able to take young men who have this tough persona about their stuff, they think, and they break them down, and, you know, by the end of the day, guys are crying and they're confessing that they just need love, you know, from their households, from fathers, mothers, grandmothers, then the peer pressures that they're facing out in schools or in the neighborhoods. And they're able to tell those people that, if you know, somebody should be able to tell you that they love you. Or a peer that you think is a friend is really not a friend if they're asking you to go take this and go do that. And if it's not doing something right and that's going to land you in jail, that's really not a friend. So we kind of break down all those barriers, and guys leave out of there after wiping their tears and understanding that, man, maybe I need to reevaluate some of the people I hang around or find another loved one in the family to look for that love.
Kevin, you know as well as I do, I think that athletes at times, particularly maybe when they're younger and when they're in college, if they've come out of high school, they've been catered to all along the way in their life because they're stars and they're good enough to get scholarships to colleges and universities. And I think they have a false sense of what reality is. Does this shake them into understanding that there's another side to life as well, and it can come down to just that one bad decision?
Yes, sir, I think so. A lot of greats that came through here, through Cal. We took in there Justin Forsett, Thomas DeCouz. I even took DeSean Jackson back when he was a young puppy. And, you know, from him, his persona and his swag that he had, you know, he went in there and came out a different outlook. And as he went on to the lead and did the great things that he's have done in his NFL career, I partnered back up with him and went back in. And so you can see that it really affected him. He said that, so when, you know, when KP brought me back in here a long, long time ago, I made sure I wanted to come back, and even when I made it, to really get that look. So, yes, I think, from being a five-star recruit to being a star football player anywhere and then, you know, get that opportunity to go in there, that really will humble you. It should.
Aside from taking these players over to San Quentin prison, there is a dialogue, yes, and that's important. But really the tour of the prison, you talk about taking them into the shower rooms and other areas where don't touch anything because you could get sick from something that is living as an organism as well. Tell me a little bit about how that might have affected the guys.
Big time effect. Even our great coach here, Coach Sonny Dykes, went in with me, and I applaud him for doing that. He went in, and we were doing a tour, and we got back into the showers, and they said they had to shower, 500 men within an hour. And, you know, for them, then somebody yelled out, please don't touch anything because you have staff looking right at you that's ready to jump on you. And right when the MA said that, my direction was right by where Coach Dykes were standing. And he put his hands in his pockets and really, like, perked up and made sure none of the guys were touching anything. And it's just something you think you're in a shower, you think will be clean, but, you know, you're housing so many men with so many different backgrounds, and some people don't like to wash up and some people do. And, you know, to hear that and be like, wow, I can really be sick and, you know, lose my life over something like this, and it really just – it grabs you, you know, it really does. And I think those inmates, and, you know, of course they make bad decisions, and the educational part for us is just for our guys to be really bushy-eyed about this, that, look, these guys made bad decisions. We can make bad decisions at any point, but please don't do it. And then if you do, or if you are going to make a bad decision, stop and think about what the consequences may be.
Now, what about the other way around for the prisoners themselves? Because I was at San Quentin recently with the Bryan brothers for a tennis exhibition over there. Mm-hmm. And it seems like to me that for them to be able to interact with people on the outside with the experiences that they've had, that it means a lot to them to be able to give back to these kids the life lesson that they learned.
Yes, most definitely, because all the guys that's in our program that work with us are all guys that serve in life sentences. Guys that give up their weekends from visiting with their families to want to be able to show their rehabilitation of giving back, when once they didn't really care about a life, now they do. They're trying to affect other people's lives. So I definitely commend them every time when we go in, and thank them for their opportunity for giving up a Saturday because they could have had a family member that wanted to come. But they know they affected somebody's life in a bad way, but now they're trying to turn their life around and do it in a positive way, and giving up a Saturday and, you know, and taking that time out to walk us through a prison, tell us their stories, tell us where their shortfalls came, and for hopefully the next person doesn't make that bad choice.
We've got about 45 seconds left, Kevin. Is there a poignant moment in all your trips with football players inside San Quentin that kind of is ingrained in your mind that you still see today?
Yeah, when I see one of our big linemen or somebody I think is a strong, strong person, they get in there and they start crying and open up and start sharing things that I didn't know what was going on, and if they had in them that they maybe were never going to let out, that they let out, and then it helps them be a better person, hours after we leave out of there. it's so touching to me, and it's something that I would never stop doing. I would go to San Quentin until I die, and I would continue to bring more and more people, because it's a great, great educational piece for me, us here at Cal, and just for me and my daily walk.
I got to tell you, Kevin, I think this is a program that should be all over the country, because
yes,
I think these kids, they have some tough life choices to make, and if they knew what the bad choices would do to them, I think that they would probably make other choices. I want to thank you for doing this and also for coming on and talking about it. Kevin, you're welcome here anytime. Take care.
Mr. Ross, appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Kevin Parker with us, University of California Director of Player Personnel, and he organizes trips to San Quentin Prison for the University of Cal football team in order to show these kids what happens if you make the bad decisions in life. We continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on Sports Byline.